Hey everyone, I want to take a quick second to remind you all to click that follow button if you're listening on Spotify. This way you'll get notified every time a new episode is released. Now back to the story. If you ever see a laptop in the middle of the woods, never touch it. Don't even go near it. Let this be a cautionary tale for anyone that comes across such a thing. The year was 2015. It was a beautiful summer day in the Michigan Upper Peninsula. The sun was out, and there was not a cloud in the sky. I headed out of my house for my usual morning hike. The trail was 3 miles forward and 3 miles back. The trail provided me comfort and eased my anxiety. I walked to the start of the trail. There was a wooden post that said start that identified the beginning. My hike began as usual. The first half of the walk was uneventful. I saw fellow familiar faces that I would see on a daily basis. After about 10 minutes of walking, about a mile in, everyone on the trail disappeared. Usually every 2 to 3 minutes I would pass a fellow hiker. This seemed odd to me, but I just figured it was a coincidence. I continued my trek forward. After 20 more minutes of walking, I still didn't see anyone. This was one of the most popular hiking trails in my area. Not seeing anyone for this long started to freak me out. I pulled out my phone to see what day it was. Maybe it was a holiday and I just didn't realize it. A quick Google search showed that there was no holiday today. This didn't make any sense to me. A beautiful Saturday summer morning, and there are no other hikers around on one of the most popular hiking trails. Something wasn't adding up at all. I tried to reassure myself. Maybe there was an event in town that everyone was at. That thought helped calm me down a bit. I continued my trek forward. The foliage started to thicken. It became much more thick than I ever remembered. The trees transitioned into canopy that covered the trail ahead. I thought to myself that I had to have taken a different trail by accident. That had to be the answer to all this. I kept walking forward. Step by step, the trees and branches started to swallow me whole. I glanced back behind me. The trail I was once on was completely gone. It just vanished into thin air. I started to panic. I pulled out my phone. It had no signal. My last hope was the compass app on my phone. I knew the general direction back home. If I walked long enough in the right direction, I would reach civilization. After opening the compass app, the needle spun around and around. What the hell is going on? I thought to myself. Was there some sort of magnetic disturbance in the area? This can't be happening. The last hope I had was trying to look at the sun in order to use it as a reference point. I glanced up at the sky trying to locate the sun, but the trees and clouds shrouded everything. Well, I'm screwed, I said out loud. All of a sudden, in the distance, I saw a laptop. It was just sitting in the clearing between all the trees. A sense of hope and excitement grew inside of me. These had to be hikers. As I got close to the laptop, my hope slowly started to fade away. As I glanced around the area, I noticed there was no camping gear or even discarded trash. There were no obvious signs that someone had been here besides the laptop. There weren't even footprints leading away from the laptop. This was totally and utterly bizarre. I sat down on the grass next to the laptop to inspect it. There was a simple black box on the screen with some unreadable code on it. All of a sudden, I received a message on the screen. It said, "Hello." I glanced around to make sure I wasn't being watched. I wondered how this was even possible. There was no cell service or Wi-Fi for miles. The only way this could be possible was through satellite communication, but I didn't see any USB card of the sorts. I decided to reply. "Hello?" I typed back. "We are the tree spirits. Do you want to join us?" the person asked. "What are you talking about? Is this some kind of sick cult?" "I need to find my way out of the woods," I responded. "Once you find this place, you can never leave. You must join us. Don't make this harder than it has to be. Join the tree spirits and your life will be spared," the person replied. "My life will be spared? What are you talking about? Just tell me what direction I need to go to get out of this place. I need to find my way back to the trail." "There is no getting out of here. You need to comply and join us. We are saving the planet and have been for many, many years. You can try to resist us, but there is no use. You will join the tree spirits." Before losing my shit, I decided to play along with this sick guy's fantasy. "Before I join the tree spirits, I must know what the tree spirits are about," I typed back. He continued, "I would be glad to tell you, we've been around since the beginning of time. lurking in the shadows of history, we are very particular and take great care when showing ourselves to the outside world. "What is your mission?" I asked. "To eliminate humans and preserve fellow trees around the world," he responded. "Oh, great," I thought to myself. "This has to be some wacky environmentalist dedicated to saving the world." "And how do you go about eliminating humans, or adding them to your tribe, as you say?" I asked. "Well, it is easy. We just absorb them into a tree," he replied. I tried my best to keep my laughter in. This conversation was going off the rails. This guy must be some kind of drug addict. "And tell me exactly how you absorb someone into a tree?" I asked. "Well, if a hiker or camper gets too close to one of us, we can slowly grow around him, engulfing him in our vines and bark. Many of our current members got absorbed because they unsuspectingly fell asleep. Or in worst-case scenarios, we can materialize into entities and roam this area to force members to join us," it replied. "And just how many people have you added or absorbed into your tree spirit tribe?" I asked. "Thousands worldwide over the years," he said. "Prove it," I replied. He continued, "Well, just in this area alone, I've added 3 people over the years, Martha Blackwater, Teddy Wheeler, and Vince Hughes." When he read those names, my heart dropped. All 3 had been reported missing. All 3 of them disappeared around the same time. Now I'm beginning to think, whoever is talking to me on the computer is actually a serial killer. Before I could even respond, I received another message. "It's not what you think. I am not a serial killer. What I said is real and true. I transform people into the environment where people belong. Here is a picture of Teddy being swallowed by a tree. He even volunteered himself. Unfortunately, most people struggle and try to get away." The picture was horrifying. It was a carving on the outside of the tree. The carving resembled Teddy Bridgewater exactly. I started to get nervous. This had to be some sick prank, or whoever I was talking to killed Martha, Teddy, and Vince. "Don't be nervous. Teddy did put up a fight, but eventually he surrendered. Everyone usually does. Just join us in our movement. You will be saved and forgiven," he said. I stood up from the ground and brushed myself off. The laptop suddenly started beeping. It sounded like an alarm going off. My attention was diverted from the alarm as the ground beneath me started to shake. It just felt like an earthquake. All of a sudden, the ground stopped shaking. Confused and wondering what the hell had just happened, I backed away from the laptop. I had this overwhelming feeling that I needed to get away from this place. Every direction I turned, there was thick foliage. Only one small pathway in the brush provided hope. All of a sudden, I heard footsteps. They were loud and felt almost mechanical in nature. From the corner of my eye, I saw something. A creature of sorts. It was shrouded in darkness. A second black silhouette followed close behind him. I stood frozen, half scared, and half curious as to what these things were. As they inched closer, I finally started to see their appearance. They were alien-looking. Their ribs were visible, and their heads misshapen. They seemed robotic, but eerily human at the same time. Now they were about 20 feet away from me. Their limbs seemed to be wooden-like, as if made from a tree. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen. Maybe this guy wasn't a nut after all, or I am just going insane. Suddenly, both entities ran at me in sync. Adrenaline shot through my body, and I dashed through the clearing in the woods. I never looked back. The footsteps behind me slowly faded away. After about 10 minutes of running, I turned around. Thankfully, they were nowhere in sight. Eventually, I made it home. I tried to rationalize the experience, but I don't know how to. I've never told my friends or family members because I know I would sound like a nut. I don't know what happened to me that day, but if you ever find a laptop in the woods, don't use it.
Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcasts, please take a second and leave a rating. Also, don't forget to check out my animated horror stories on YouTube. Just search Dr. No Sleep in the search bar to find my channel.